Does your church need a full-time or backup organist? The virtual organist service from Church Music Solutions is genuine organ leadership using your instrument with your specific selections when you need it. You can try it out for free with our demo unit, which allows you and your members to hear and see the virtual organist without obligation and without a sales pitch. For more details, go to churchmusicsolutions.com.
We see that in the life of Jesus Christ. You know, Jesus didn't limit his ministry to the four walls of the church. We know that.
What really is the difference between these vision-driven organizations and the Roman papacy?
Being faithful to that relationship doesn't earn you the relationship. It's simply a mark of your being in that committed relationship that God has already set in place.
Any reformation that does need to be brought about, either on a small scale or on a large scale, must always be under the governing and watchful authority of Holy Scripture.
This is Mark from Michigan, and I am a lawnmower listener. We love Issues Etc.
Well, I think it still is a big deal. Even though the church body is in decline financially, membership-wise, and has been, that decline has steepened in the last 3 or 4 years, really in about the last decade for the Episcopal Church. They meet in their 77th General Convention this week and into next week, and they're going to discuss, well, no big surprise, the two issues that have really been the elephant in the room, and then it kind of the veil was lifted. Human sexuality, in particular, the liturgy of same-sex unions or same-sex marriages in the Episcopal Church USA, and the way I read it is whether or not the Episcopal Church still wants to consider itself part of the Anglican Communion in some real sense. We're going to be talking about the 77th General Convention of the Episcopal Church. Bishop Keith Ackerman will join us. I'm Todd Wilkin. Welcome back. We're coming to you live on this Friday afternoon. It's the 6th of July. Thanks for tuning us in. You can give us a call for the next hour of the program, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Send us an email right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet at issuesetc. Our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, is open and ready for your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. That'll begin in the last half hour of the program. And then in the meantime, we'll talk about the discovery of the God particle, much in the news. Dr. Jeff Zwerink will be our guest. He's an astrophysicist and a research scholar for Reasons to Believe. Bishop Keith Ackerman is a regular guest. He's president of an Anglican Reform group called Forward in Faith. Bishop Ackerman, welcome back.
Thanks so much, Todd. It's a pleasure to be with you and your wonderful listening audience.
You have been watching this from the inside and then more recently from the outside for a long, long time. Do you think that the leadership of the Episcopal Church any longer considers the Episcopal Church part of the Anglican Communion?
Well, it's interesting. It's a little bit like somebody getting a divorce and then being asked the question, do you think you'll still be going to the family reunions? What I witness a great deal of the time is that every 10 years, many Episcopalians in leadership want to be Anglicans, and that's because they want to be invited to the Lambeth Conference held in Canterbury every 10 years. But in between those 10 years, all the behavior patterns that we see at the general conventions that meet every 3 years would indicate that it's just much more about the show of unity and not about the rigors of living together in unity.
Then let's talk about the two issues that the 77th General Convention will be taking up. They'll be taking up other things, but the two big ones that make the news are obviously, and they're related to one another, the liturgy with regard to same-sex marriage. What's going on there?
Well, it's a good question. If we look at the word liturgy, it comes from two words brought together, liturgia, which really means the work of the people. And it is true, I guess, in one sense, we can use that word in a very negative way to say that's the work that I'm doing. But inherent in liturgy is the question, is it what God wants? One of the tricky issues right now is the Episcopal Church is looking negatively at the Anglican Covenant. Well, the Anglican Covenant asks that we look carefully at 39 articles, just as your listeners who are part of Lutheranism know that confessions can be extremely important, historically speaking. The 39 articles indicate that we're not in a position to believe anything that God has not put forward. Moreover, by consequence, that means that we are not able to bless something that God hasn't blessed. So that means that if the Word already indicates something, I could develop any liturgy I want for anything in the world, and I could say that I'm going to go bless anything I want, and I'd be acting like a free agent. I would not be functioning on behalf of God. So when a church starts to think that it can vote on something that God has already determined, it's already functioning in an independent fashion, not only apart from the Word of God, but apart from the worldwide church.
This attempt to kind of get some rubric for, I mean, to use the technical term, to get some mm-hmm. rubric and some text for same-sex marriage, it really is, I mean, from a what shall we say? I'll use Anglican in the small mm-hmm. a sense. In an Anglican sense, it's logical. If you're going to do something like same-sex marriage, you ought to have rights to go with it. You're saying they have no business constructing such rights because they are trying to bless something God certainly doesn't.
Well, I could be funny, I guess, and say they have no right to have that right. And I would have to say that's correct, because there is nothing that would legitimize that. For example, I may very well think that there should be the feast of blessing, think of any number of possibilities. But if the church has not given authority to do that, then the question is, can I in fact do it? An example would be, I could very well say that I like Coke and potato chips. And since I'm a legitimately consecrated bishop, I could therefore decide that I want to have Coke and potato chips as the body and blood of Christ. Well, I suppose in one sense that sounds like an opinion that I could even get about 100 people to agree upon. I might even get a resolution put forward to say that Coke and potato chips can be the body and blood of Christ. But that's not what the church has taught. It's not what Jesus lays down in the Bible. So it's a perversion of authority. And you see, the problem with that taught is that that's when we get into the whole issue of heresy. We're afraid to use the word, but what is heresy? Heresy is a perversion of truth, but there's enough truth in it that it seems logical. And since many people think in a highly logical fashion, they would say, if A equals B, B equals C, etc., etc. But that brings us into the way in which the Episcopal Church is attempting to resolve problems. It's trying to resolve problems through a type of Hegelian dialectic. And, of course, the Hegelian dialectic employs, philosophically speaking, the thesis, the antithesis, and the synthesis. Now, the thesis may very well be, just to put it forward, Jesus is Lord. The antithesis would be Jesus is not Lord. The synthesis is Jesus is occasionally Lord. Well, one can do that with all sorts of matters in Scripture. One might be able to say it's logical that people who love each other ought to be able to express that love, and certainly the Bible would encourage love, Jesus' love, and then we get into this absurd logic which we attempt to be able to resolve by coming up with a synthesis. There is no synthesis if the thesis is not God's thesis.
What is an Anglican covenant? What is the other issue that they're taking up, and you mentioned just a moment ago, is an attempt to kind of solidify the unity of the Anglican Communion. Do you think the Episcopal Church USA will go for it or not?
No, I think it won't. And what it will do, and here this goes with your first question, it is certainly true that the Anglican Communion consists of 39 provinces around the world that are in what we call interdependent relationship. Not independent, nor dependent, but interdependent, meaning that we don't have a pope, but we have what we call a primus inter pares, a first among equals in the Archbishop of Canterbury. He calls the meetings once every 10 years. We meet as bishops worldwide, and then what we do is we recognize that we cannot change doctrine, and that's where the Episcopal Church is being able to exert now authority it doesn't have. It's trying to change and create doctrine that's never been agreed upon by anybody. It's innovative. And so part of the covenant is to say, when house is in chaos, any house, you have to come up with some rules of the house. What are some of the rules of the house? Well, in many of our own houses, we may say, clear the table after you eat. Put it over in the counter. Take the trash out. We have all the rules of the house. Well, what's happened is the Anglican Covenant is a way of being able to say, what can we all in the house, the Anglican house, agree upon? And it was put together in extraordinary fashion. While personally, I guess I would have some questions about it, the real issue is this. Would there be a need for an Anglican covenant if people were already following those things which they already have agreed upon by virtue of what the church has taught throughout the course of its history? Answer is no. You wouldn't have to have these rules. But these rules are essential because people keep on breaking the rules. And I would finally say, in terms of that question, that whenever litigation is used, canon law is used, it's usually the last resort. And it's phenomenal that the Episcopal Church will be dealing with those two issues. Plus, it's also dealing with the issue of, do you have to be baptized to receive Holy Communion? Can you believe it? I can't fathom that would ever be a discussion, but that is a major discussion at this General Convention. Well, there you have it. What you have is a church that's out of order. But what is the big issue that they're dealing with today? Nine bishops who were able to step forward and talk about the inappropriate way that canon law has been used against faithful Anglicans. And that's what they're spending their time talking about.
Bishop Keith Ackerman is president of an Anglican reform group called Forward in Faith. We will post a link to Forward in Faith under the Listen On Demand page at issuesetc.org. Bishop Ackerman, I thank you for your time.
Oh, always a pleasure, and God bless you and all the people.
When we come back, Dr. Jeff Zwerink is going to join us. We're going to talk about the discovery of the so-called God particle, the Higgs boson. What does it mean? What does it mean for people who believe that God is the creator of all things? We'll be right back.
We know that you want to build your family on the right foundation from the very start, the foundation of Jesus Christ. Concordia Publishing House offers more than 8,000 products for churches, schools, and homes, dedicated customer service, and an experienced staff to help you focus on what matters most. Click to connect at cph.org. Concordia Publishing House, listening, responding, providing for God's people. Concordia Publishing House, cph.org.
Beth and I were looking for some summer tutoring services for our two middle school children. We shopped around and scheduled an appointment with Sabrina at Sylvan Learning Center of Edwardsville. Justin and Emily were thoroughly tested and are currently taking classes for math and reading comprehension. Sylvan Learning Center has two Metro East locations, Edwardsville, 656-0500, Shiloh, 628-0018, and one in Creve Coeur, 997-3035. Avoid summer learning loss, Sylvan Learning.
Listen to what you want, when you want. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
Does your church need a backup organist? The Virtual Organist service from Church Music Solutions is the next best thing to an on-site organist. Send us your musical choices, including liturgy and hymns. We'll assemble your service and send it to an iPad that controls your church's organ on Sunday. The result is genuine organ leadership on your instrument with your selections when you need it. See our videos on YouTube or visit our website at churchmusicsolutions.com.
If Issues Etc. refuses to scratch your itchy ears and scratches your old scabs instead, and you love them for it, then Redeemer Lutheran Church is the church in Fort Wayne for you. The only real difference between Issues Etc. and Redeemer is that Todd and Jeff only talk about Jesus. We talk about Jesus, but we also put him into people's mouths. We drive off demons with water. We are the church. And yes, we serve Jell-O in the basement.